ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
And we're here, guys, at Take It Like a Fan. We're back with Chip.
The dog.
Tired, Bo.
Yeah, Bo is a little bit tired this week. A little grumpy.
Just 2 days.
A little.
It's the only time you go to Miami and work, don't have fun.
You need a Snickers.
No. A vacation.
A vacation?
Uh-huh.
Last month. Oh, yeah, 20 days ago. Rough. Okay. Well, big week. Lots of news. Obviously, yesterday, biggest news was Tiger Woods' car accident.
Apparently, he's found innocent and no charges will be pressed for his...
Yeah, nothing under the influence or anything like
accidental
that.
Accidental crash.
Did you read about it at all? Did you hear like the story from the hotel employees?
I heard
hitting the director and stuff.
I heard he's a better putter than driver, but
that's so bad.
Tiger, get well, bud. Yeah.
No, he did, man. If you look at those,
how long have you been waiting to say that? You're not gonna sneak that one in there.
Get better, Tiger.
If you look at the pictures of that, man, that was brutal.
But yeah. didn't he just have surgery on his knees the other day?
No, it was his back.
Or his back?
Yeah.
And last time he had surgery, what happened? He was on the painkillers.
Yeah, and he wrecked in 2017. I think he wrecked that Escalade with drunk driving. But did you read anything about it other than that?
Not the police report.
Not the police report?
Nope.
No, yeah. There's
just what the news gives us.
Say no charges, but, man, it sounds like another, like, Alex Smith type thing. I mean, this guy's leg was multiple compound fractures.
What happened? Oof.
Apparently, this section of the road is known. There's all kinds of accidents on this section of the road, apparently. But it's as you're coming, like it goes to a downgrade, I guess, apparently, real quick, and then a hard bend. And this is where accidents happen a lot at this place. And apparently, they were just – it could just be that you just weren't paying attention or just overturn or whatever.
So it's 2021, and we have a dangerous road that we don't have a camera system on?
Well, actually, there was I think they said it was 5 miles down. He was caught on camera driving by, and it didn't look like he was, like, speeding or anything like that. There was actually a minivan in front of him, I guess, of his entourage.
Huh.
Apparently, he almost hit a director. They were filming some series at the hotel he was staying at, and when he pulled out.
Punched or?
No, like, oh, hit like his car? Almost, because he was speeding out, because apparently he was stuck behind some people loading their car with luggage, and people said he looked agitated and annoyed,
then
hauled ass out of there. Yeah. I think he was on his way. You know where he was going? He's the last that Dwayne Wade and like Jada Pinkett Smith and all them were with him the day before. He was going to do a round with Drew Brees. He was on his way there to do a round with Drew Brees. Yeah, because it's that whole Genesis Invitational or something up there. They gave him the car.
Jeez.
He was in.
Typical
ouch.
Saints fans.
But if he just had back surgery, why would he be allowed to drive?
I don't think it was a few days ago. I don't know how long ago it happened.
That's just some I just seen. I don't know. Somebody was making accusations of, you know how people like to steer the pot.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, honestly, I think it was just a complete accident. And he got jacked up.
Safe to say his professional golf career is over after this one.
There's reports out there saying, like, people are asking, is Tiger going to be able to walk again? Because it's his fibula, his tibia, it's all his big bones in his leg, plus his ankle, plus a couple of bones in his
foot. Let me guess, they were super clean breaks. They're going to build back twice as stronger.
Oh, no. No, this guy's full of pins and stuff like that. He had multiple.
Yeah,
you know what? That might be a sacrifice. I don't know. Give him a leg.
Oh, God. There it is. Somebody reported something like that. I mean, he was kind of like the Alex Smith thing, like I'm saying, like he was this close to losing his leg because of the multiple compound.
Well, hopefully he gets, you know, better soon.
There too. Yep. I mean, how long did it take Alex Smith from his?
I think it was like 18 months.
Was it 18 months?
Yeah. It was a long time.
Yeah.
Did you hear the whole deal with that too? Is that the football team didn't even want him to come back?
Really?
Yeah.
What team?
The football team.
All right.
In Washington.
The Washington football team? I didn't know they didn't want him to come back.
Yeah, it just came out the other day saying that I guess they were making it hard for him to come back, and he really wanted to play and give it another shot, so it kind of put a freeze on what they wanted to do in the quarterback situation. Obviously, them having Dwayne Haskins and him not working out, but they just, I don't know. Like, I guess they they're going to have.
Well, they made the right call. Made it to the playoffs.
That QB they played, I don't know. I mean, he didn't look too bad. I don't know where he came from.
Yeah, he won't last.
Alex Smith was a stud.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so other news items. We got Kyrie Irving. Looks like he wants to try and reduce the whole change in the NBA logo to be Kobe.
Yeah, did you also hear what he said?
What's that?
I don't know. Read it.
What?
He'll say what he said about it.
What did he say? The Kobe for NBA logo? I mean, yeah. He said it looks like Mark Cuban, Paul Pierce, others throwing their support. It's got to happen. That's what he said.
I seen something else earlier.
I don't care what anyone says. Mock-up of it, but it looks up pretty awesome. Designed by Tyson Beck. I mean, even Jerry West was like, I'm open to the idea for them to change it up.
Yeah, I would too. Pay your respects. And
exactly. I saw something else on here. I got to try and find it. But it was something about, I think it was the Big Show.
What?
He runs some, he was, here it is, Big Show.
He's with the different
pro wrestling legend signs with AEW. What is AEW?
American Entertainment Wrestling.
It's a 22-year run with WWE.
Dusty Rhodes' kid, I think. I forget. They've been doing it. They're trying to like get all the people from WWE to sign with them.
Look how big he is. It's the Big Show.
He used to actually live right down the street.
Yeah?
Yeah. He lived in the Pink Mansion over on Park Street.
Oh, he was in
there? He used to live there a long time ago.
Yeah, Tony Little was in there.
It was after him. I think he bought the house from him.
How funny is that? Tony Little and then the Big Show.
Yeah.
See?
Medium Mike is next.
Medium Mike.
Oh, look at this. Steelers owner Art Rooney meets with Ben Roethlisberger, saying that they both want to get a deal done.
But they don't want to spend, what is it, $39 million a year for the guy?
I don't know. I saw if Dak gets franchise tag, he gets $37.4 million this year.
He's not worth $37 million. Are you kidding me?
Hey, don't tell me. I hope they do it.
Barrett got $19.5 million on his franchise tag.
Nobody gets paid like quarterbacks. And killed it. Quarterbacks get paid the most. They've made it to like, it's like the superstar role model position.
That's the leader.
Receivers will be next.
That's craziness, man. 37 million.
That's a lot of money for 1 year.
He's not. I mean, is everybody in agreement with that? He's not worth that.
He's not a starter on my team.
Right?
I can find somebody else better than him.
I heard rumor Matt Ryan. They're looking to ship Matt Ryan out.
They won't. They're too scared.
I heard Carolina's got rumors of shipping out
Bridgewater.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yes. Yes, they
to
yeah,
Houston.
Exactly.
Bridgewater delivered nice fit for Panther him. Things off his
for
his
Deshaun.
Instagram.
Really?
He's done in Carolina.
For Deshaun.
Bridgewater's done? You think so?
Yeah, he deleted him off Twitter. They're not talking to the guy. I mean, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
You give me 1 year, a COVID year at that, too.
Yeah.
Come on,
It
man.
Was just to fill the season.
Like, and he lit it up for the Saints the year prior.
He did. He wanted it. He wanted a contract.
Teddy's decent. I like Teddy Two Glove.
Well, would you rather have Teddy or Deshaun?
Deshaun's a better athlete. I mean,
nothing
wrong with Teddy.
I'd rather just have who we have.
You'll stick with Brady? Okay. All right.
But you get Bridgewater and McCaffrey. Or Deshaun.
Well, I think McCaffrey, I mean, like that's
he's
pretty big. I mean, they're but he's gone.
He's a stud.
They're shipping him out. They're freeing up that money. 100%. I agree.
I don't know.
All right, so other than that.
I could care less either.
Let's talk. You guys want to talk? We got to talk about our local guys. We know Rays are starting up this weekend. First
Sunday,
game. Who is it against? I think
Atlanta.
It's Atlanta, 1 o'clock.
Tickets low is $127.
Most expensive tickets
out
there.
They don't even go on sale till Friday.
They're the most expensive tickets of the league.
Yeah, that's the opening day. That's recent. There's no way the first game is $127.
Huh?
Not for a spring training game.
I don't know. They do. I mean, there is a big Rays fan support here. There's that place will fill for spring training every game,
allow. They probably, not to be funny, but they probably do have best spring training attendance in all of spring training just because you can only put so many people in.
They also have some of the nicest spring training facilities from what I heard.
That they do.
Yeah. I've actually never been there.
I've been there.
No kidding.
Real nice.
Multiple times, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you?
What?
You been there?
Yeah. I've been to a couple of them, actually.
Okay. So what's going on with the Rays, boys? Because you know me. You know more than I do.
Their pitchers and catchers is getting warmed up.
Yes, everybody reported the other day, right?
Yep, everybody's looking good. Everybody's looking healthy.
I'm ready to see what Austin Meadows does. He was injured last year. I'm ready to see if he can bounce back to that 2019
this is a pitcher.
Season. No, a fielder.
Okay.
And he was an all-star.
Okay.
And he had high ceilings and just got banged up last year.
You would know if you watched one game who he was because you would hear his name.
We got it.
I mean, he bats three times.
Another solid team.
Still can't pronounce the star of the team's name. I always get it messed up.
Kevin Kiermaier?
No.
Who's the guy from the World Series
last
year?
Rosarena.
So he's not a rookie anymore.
That's true.
So we'll see.
All right. Do we have high hopes?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Always. What do you mean?
I don't have high hopes. But they've got to put this thing together this year.
Last year, he said, this is the best Rays team we've ever seen hit the field. And this year, he's going
to
say,
and
I
what
don't
happened?
Know.
They went to the World Series. I'm being honest right now. This team is, they have a lot of pitching. They're going to have to win games batting more than pitching this year. They're going to have to put up some runs. And that's what scares me is I don't see him as a big run producing team yet.
Who's our best
hitter?
They
can prove me wrong. I'd rather
probably
be proven
Brandon
wrong.
Lau.
Got our best bat.
He's probably our best bat, Brandon Lau.
Randy's up there. I mean,
Brandon Lau's a proven. He's done it for 3 years for us.
He didn't really hit that well last year in the playoffs. Oh. But this is—it's not a one-person hit team. Like you're gonna have to 7, 8, 9 guys come up and hit for you one night. Like it's gonna have to be a whole 1-9 thing. It's not relying on one guy on this offense.
I think they realized that last year because that's how they won a lot of games last year. It wasn't just the main.
It's
guy.
Hard to repeat what they did.
Only when we got
league.
In the playoffs. When Randy, he busted out and he went ape shit on everybody. No one expected that. Yeah. The Rays still battled all year last year by everyone contributing, you know, from pitching to relief pitching. I mean, those guys.
Every sport we talk about, every time we sit down and I say, so how, even when we, before the Bucks started, before this past year, so how are we doing? You are always. Captain Positive. You just are. And that's a quality.
Oh, yeah.
That's a quality in you. And he is always more the pessimist. Like, I don't know. I mean, what did he say? I think he was spot on. I think he said it was going 12-4. Didn't you say 12-4? You say 11-5. Yeah. And I think I was 14-2. And you were 16.
Well, to me, you guys are. I mean, you guys, you know, whatever. But I'm just.
No, I told you guys we're winning a Super Bowl.
You say that every year, though. Every year, it's been said that we're going to the Super Bowl,
and it's happened twice.
Which is
true. I do too. So
it's
okay.
A good thing to say. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm
bad
realistic.
2-20.
Who we have to play, and like you just gotta prove yourself. You can't go on there.
So let me ask you this.
So how did you
how
know
are the
Scott,
Rays gonna finish
he,
this
hold on,
year?
How did you know Scotty Miller was gonna have a season he did?
I just
you gotta prove yourself, right?
Because Brady loves that.
That's his
player.
Go-to kind
yeah,
of guy.
Welker. I mean,
it's a guy that just
Edelman.
Sneaks out there, and all he has to do is throw the ball up.
But that's not that. I mean, you can
fast,
go on,
little guys.
Godwin had a great year.
Because
Mike Evans had a great year.
No, they all did. But I'm saying, like, you have your Julian Edelmans and what's his last name?
What?
What's the other one?
Danny Amendola.
Danny Amendola. When he had those guys, those were his leading wide receivers. But if you saw it, like, they were fast enough
Scotty
to just wheel out like that.
Scotty Miller is nowhere near those guys' talent right now. He has ceilings to get there.
You have Godwin and Evans who are big vertical guys that can go over the top and get it. Scotty Miller ain't going over the top. Scotty Miller's running that wheel route. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. There's a specific route for Scotty Miller, and it's not slants, and it's not the sweeps
so,
that he
so
tried
let me
to
ask
Super Bowl.
You this.
It's the wheel route.
We're another weekend now in free agency and coming and around. So who do you think now we really have a serious chance of losing? After what you've read, listened to.
I've heard Fournette. He said he's never said a word about him wanting to leave or getting majority of the carries or main carry. He's never said that, you know, how people talk. Godwin says, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to go play for a franchise and be miserable for a few years for a couple extra bucks.
Yeah.
Shaq Barrett, That's it. He's a key piece. Yeah. He does a lot. His step, his first step off the ball.
He's going to get paid by a team.
I mean, you give him a contract for he's young. He's 26, 27 years old. He's young. He's in the prime of his life. He didn't get banged up when he was out in Denver. He sat behind two of the best.
He's the one really voicing about it's time to get paid, time to get mine type stuff.
I mean, depending on what these guys feel like mine is, we don't know.
So your vote would be who is gone. Somebody has to go. They're going to have to lose one, possibly two,
I think,
in order to make this work.
I think Cam Brate might get dealt or cut. Donovan Smith might reconstruct his contract. He's on his third year on his second contract. I think he's 14-5.
Well, you already know Brady's going to reconstruct.
Yeah, and Donovan's 14-5, which they can go, hey, let's reconstruct.
Let's whatever. Just say they have to lose one. Who's it going to be?
If they have to lose one?
Yeah.
It'd probably be Fournette.
You think Fournette will be the one?
Because you could replace another running back to complement Rojo.
How about you over
it's
there?
It's easier to do that than something else.
Who do you think would be the one to go right now if it was
Fournette? You or think Barrett? Fournette? Either one of those?
Yeah.
I think you
they're both probably going to go, to be honest.
I think you lock up Lavonte, Sue, Barrett, possibly franchise Godwin. Maybe
17 a year.
Maybe try to sell Cam Brate for a fifth round, maybe sixth, depending on what you get.
He's a free agent.
Where's OJ Howard's
he's on his fifth year option.
I know, but where does he stand on his rehab and his?
Oh, he's ready to go. He already had a surgery way back in like October, a couple weeks after it happened. So he doesn't need surgery. So he should be ready and reporting when everyone starts hitting TOAs or OTAs or TIMs.
Well, that was a little bit of a Bucks catch-up. Lightning, guys. Let's see.
So are they on their second game in a week and a half? Third game in a week and a half?
I mean, then they play again tomorrow night, too, against Carolina again. This is the third straight game Carolina. It's the first time.
So are they still doing the whole rule, like if you don't get all your games and it's going by winning
percentage? I don't know the answer to that. But all I do know is that right now Toronto's killing it, and we are 7 points behind.
Well, look at it. They played 21 games, 20 games. We've only played how many? 15? 16?
We're more than that.
11-4-1. We're 11-4-1, I think we are.
Yeah.
16 games.
We were on a little win streak, then we lost a couple. Win. Okay. All right. How many games total was it this year?
It's like 56 or
11-4-1, yeah.
So we go into June?
Yeah, no, we go into May. Okay. All right. So we got a ways to go.
Oh, yeah.
Not
a lot
really.
Of
3 months.
Did you see the two new studs they brought up, though?
Kid scored a goal on his first shift.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I for last night or tonight?
Tonight.
Oh, really?
I heard it on the way home.
Colton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scored on his first shift. Hedman came around the goal. Thought he.
Are they selling tickets?
They thought he was going to backhand it. He passed it right to him.
Are they selling these tickets?
No. I don't think you, I don't
Scroll,
think you can go
click
to
on
a game.
It.
I don't think you can go to a game yet.
Just click on them. Just buy it.
Just buy it. $174
bucks. For some reason, it's saying
upper level.
Upper level, but I thought these stadiums were closed.
No, they had friends and family there. I think it was last week, and then I think they're really going to start letting fans in here soon.
I have no clue. I've been
go back
really
a little more and see
that.
Like.
See like what?
Just go back.
To the.
Yeah. Scroll up. No, just scroll up. Scroll up. So where are we at?
Buy on Vivid Seats. Okay, so for tomorrow night's game. No kidding.
Huh. Reduced capacity, social distance rescheduled from 218.
Yeah, actually it's not available for tomorrow. So it looks like some stadiums are letting some in. We being one of those, I guess.
Nice.
Hopefully.
All right, boys. Well, other than that, do we have anything we want to do on catch up, or do we want to go take a little break, come back and do our fun stuff?
Take a break.
Take a break.
Break.
All right, and we're back and right in the middle of a debate.
Debate time.
I'm picking first on Dog's thing this week, and I think that he should give me the preferred category. Like
feel
he
like you need
he
it,
he
man.
Did
go
do that,
it.
But he did that to you last week.
Just, yeah, if you feel like you need it.
No, I flipped a coin.
He did flip a coin.
To see who went
first.
Yeah,
but you flipped it over there, and I couldn't even see it.
Hey, if you feel like you need the first pick.
Do you want to flip the coin again tonight?
No, he got first pick last week. It's a roll. But all right, do you want to do yours first though, Bo?
What?
Your trivia?
No, you go ahead.
All right, you go for all it. Right.
We'll do the would you rathers first before we jump into the all Buccaneer team.
Okay.
Would you rather?
All right. Would you rather have just a football team in your city, or have every other sport in your city, like baseball, basketball, hockey, even soccer, all that in your city, and no football team?
Oh, well. Right, bro.
So you could get sports basically year round in your city. Uh-huh. You could go to an event if it was a basketball, hockey, or baseball game.
But there's no football team.
That football team better be good.
That's exactly.
There is that.
Better be playing.
Yeah.
But you could be rooting for like the Cleveland Browns. Like,
so what city has only a football team right now?
There's not. I don't.
Jacksonville.
No, yeah. Technically Green Bay.
Well, you got the
Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah,
but that's they don't. I don't know if they play in the same.
But that's what I'm getting at. Like
same
the,
vicinity.
You
of
only
each other.
Have.
Like Jacksonville only has football, so they're only going to go to a football game.
I mean, they could go to Atlanta Braves games. They could be Rays fans.
Dude, it's 4 hours away.
I know, but
I
yeah,
mean,
that's
I'm
what
trying
I'm
to
saying.
Help out your question.
That's what I'm
saying.
Giving
that's
you an
what
example. My question is. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Bo,
what
you'd rather have a football team?
Yeah, probably.
And nothing else.
More than
and
likely.
Nothing else.
Not telling you what the football squad's going to be like.
I mean, yeah, probably I would.
I mean, if I'm willing to drive 4 hours to go see a Braves game, I could have all sports have a venue.
Well, it's not like
at
you
all times
can't,
and drive
you can't
3 hours
another
to
team from a different state. It's just you don't have that option to go to like every other night or whatever. But who's to even say you live close to your football team in your state?
But I'm saying if you pick Jacksonville right now, 8 weeks, you could go to a Jacksonville home game. You could drive.
Or say if you live in the Keys and you pick Jacksonville, then what do?
Fly.
I'd probably choose all the other sports.
You choose all the others. I'm thinking I'm leaning towards that too because you're right. You have something that you can always see and cheer on.
And with football being such a, you know, the main sport. I mean, you can be like 98% of fans and
I'm loving Tampa Bay.
The best team.
I mean, we just got the best of them all.
Oh yeah, me too.
Across the board. All right, so that's one. Would you rather?
All right, would you rather catch Barry Bonds' record home run ball?
Okay.
Or
I think that went for a lot of money.
Have caught Mike Trout's first home run ball.
Barry Bonds.
Oh yeah.
Barry
there's
Bonds
so
home
much
run
around
ball.
That guy. Yeah, there's so much around.
Mike
that
Trout
guy.
Has a high ceiling now.
Mike
I
Trout
understand, but Barry
ceiling.
Bonds has got a lot of like, I mean, even bad publicity that helps beef up his price.
What if Mike Trout breaks his record?
Of what?
Home run.
There's not a chance.
Yeah, what does Mike Trout have right now?
I think he's at high threes. He's about to be in the fours, and I think he's only 26, 27 years old.
He's been in the league for going on 10 years with a shortened season. So he's 28, be like 29 this year. He's got a high ceiling, but you're talking about another 400 home runs in the next 15 years.
I don't know if you guys seen in baseball.
Even
though,
10 a year, that's
last year they made the core of the baseball harder so that ball was traveling further.
Well, that's cheating.
No.
That's crap, bro.
That's what MLB did. They changed the core
of baseball. I know,
but that's
crap. That's crap if they're knocking more dingers off of that.
If you go to that, then you're going to go to where they hired the mound, they lowered the mound. They've been tweaking baseball this whole entire thing because they base it off schematics. It's like a lot. Yep. There's just a lot of overkill
in
it.
And just like Kevin Cash did with his damn numbers and took out the pitcher that was winning the game.
We don't talk about that.
All right, here we go. Question number three, would you rather get shitted on by a bird in an outdoor stadium.
Okay.
Or have a fan spill his drink on you, non-water, in an indoor stadium.
Oh, I'd rather have the drink spilled on me all day. I don't
Why?
Want
it's good bird. Luck. If you get shitted on, it's good luck.
Who told you that?
Some people say.
All right.
What people?
I need to know your answer. You're getting
my answer is I'm getting drinks spilled on
so
me.
So you're getting old,
I'll
stale
say,
beer.
I'll take
smell like
six
beer.
Drinks okay. spilled on me before I take a bird shit.
On your what
bird
if it,
shit, you'd probably make the camera highlight reel, though.
Yeah, you could. Could be good luck. You could, yeah. All right.
I don't know. It depends.
I don't know. If you told me I could choose one of my boys that got the bird shit on them.
That's not.
That'd be awesome.
No. All right. The last would you rather. Okay. It's Friday night. You got a Bo Burger and a Bush Latte. Or you hit your convenience store for dinner. You get a corn dog, and you hit for $100 on a scratch-off.
So it's either a $100 winner or a Bo Burger and a beer.
And a Busch Latte. Or a corn dog and a $100 scratch off winner.
I'm passing up on the hundo for your burger, bro. No joke.
Nice.
No joke. I'm telling you, people, it's that good.
I'm probably going to have the Bo Burger and a Busch Light, and then go to the store to get a corn dog, some more beer, and then hit the lottery.
There you go. All right. So we got the All-Pro Team Buck Team. We got Chips Champions, or Championships Team, and then Bo's Buccaneer Buddies.
No, no buddies, dude.
That's a great name.
No. That's Bo's Ballers, dude.
All right, so
Bo's Buddies.
Chip
Bo's
has
Buccaneer Ballers.
Chip has Devin White, Levante David.
Lex, put a good sound in there for Bo's Buccaneer
Bo,
Buddies.
Bo's Buccaneer Buddies. Chip has Devin White, Levante David, Dexter Jackson, Vita Vea, and JPP.
Wait a minute. Repeat.
Devin White, Levante David.
Solid.
Dexter Jackson.
Huge.
Vita Vea.
Boom.
JPP.
Good God, man.
Bo's got Derek Brooks.
Hall of Fame.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yeah, it could have been Hall of Fame.
Antoine Winfield.
It's going to be Hall of Fame.
Warren Sapp.
Hall of Fame.
Simeon Rice.
Could have been, should have been, will be Hall of Fame.
All right, tonight.
How many Hall of Famers you got?
Tonight
got
we're
going to
spice it up. So we know.
I mean, I got two.
We know guys like John Lynch are going to be on our pro team, right?
Yes. So
there's no one.
Him.
There is no one that can compare his position to him that played that position. So you got like a Devin White, very young, high ceiling, the motor's high. He played just like Derek Brooks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Levante probably is a solid bet. He might be better than Hardy Nickerson, but Nickerson was solid.
Yeah. Nickerson was solid. I'm sorry. Setting. I'm sorry, 56, but 54's got you beat on this one.
All right. So tonight we're going to do some corners, a safety, some D linemen.
Okay. And I get first pick.
Chip, you got first pick.
Boom. Here we go.
Keeb Tlaib.
Okay.
Rondé Barber.
Rondé Barber.
That's just.
See, that's why I got first pick this week. That's what you got
okay.
last week.
Bo, Sean Murphy Bunting or Carlton Davis?
Oh.
Now Murphy Bunting has the record
this,
for Bucks franchise for three picks. And
yeah, I understand that. I don't understand this, though.
I can't.
How are you gonna give him? Yeah. How are you gonna give? No. How are you gonna give him that? And you're gonna give me two like now players?
What do you mean? Aqib Talib is very good. He
Aqib Talib.
He's
awesome.
Won a couple Super Bowls.
I mean, Rondé Barber's Rondé Barber. You got Aqib Talib. What are you complaining about? And whatever you don't take, I'm happy with. So take who you want.
It's only gonna get better.
It's only
I don't
get
know,
better.
Dude. I guess Davis.
I'll take Sean Murphy Bunting. Thank you, sir.
All right, Chip.
Yeah, let's do this.
Chris Conti or Sabby Piscatelli?
Oh, see? Now you're not saying nothing, okay?
You're going to have both of them. Keep both. Give Chip both.
No. I'm going to take.
I'll fill the hole. Eh, fuck that.
Conti. I'll take Conti.
Oh, my God. Yeah. God.
I guess I won that one.
Sabby was drafted in the second round.
I understand, yeah.
All right, Bo.
How's
you got
doing now?
Booger McFarland? Or Brad Culpepper.
Right. I don't lose with that. I'll take Booger.
All right, Chip. Noah Spence or Brian Price? Brian Price was drafted the same time we drafted Gaines Adam in the second round, and he just didn't do shit. He was a D-tackle.
Why don't you just tell him his stats?
Oh, well, if you don't remember Brian Price, that's just brief reference on the guy. He was horrible.
Noah.
Big Second body. Round. Big body full of nothing.
Yeah. Noah Spence or Brian
Noah.
Price? All right. Bo, this one's for you. Quan Alexander, Shelton Quarles. All right. So that wraps up your defense. I'll put your team together. We'll go over your defense next week.
I got to make some cuts.
I just want you to rip through it real quick. Go through both teams.
All right. Chip, you got Devin White, Levante David,
boom.
Dexter Jackson,
boom.
Vita Vea,
boom.
JPP,
boom.
Rondé Barber,
huge,
Sean Murphy Bunting,
bam.
Chris Conti, Booger McFarland,
ouch.
Noah Spence,
yes.
Quan Alexander.
Dude, game over.
There's no game to be played.
Game
You're not
going
to win anything.
It's game over. You ain't moving three yards against that
team. Don't even worry about
team.
Saying my
team. Yeah, give me here his team.
Brooks, Nickerson, Winfield, Sapp, Rice, Keep Tlaib. Carlton Davis, Sabby Piscatelli, Brad Culpepper, Brian Price, and Shelton Quarles.
I mean, you got Sabby, so
That guy wouldn't see the field.
So next week we'll do some offense.
So next week we're doing offense?
Yep. And it, like I said, there's not going to be complete studs on there.
Like obviously.
Like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are probably not going to be on the list for your – But it's all Bucks players. But they're gonna be. There's gonna be some good ones to go against. Paul Gruber, Ali Marpet. That could be one. Who knows for O line?
Who knows? Oh, so you're just gonna. This is as it comes to you.
Gruber.
Paul Gruber. He was a legend.
So
legend.
Tom Tupa.
Tom Tupa could be on there.
Bradley Pinion.
Bradley Martin Germanica. Michael.
That was
Houston.
Another player. They're saying Suckup is another player. I didn't know he's a free agent.
Yeah. He's a free agent.
Oh, there's teams out there that need that.
Yeah, we definitely need a kicker, too.
Well, gentlemen, anything else on the week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I apologize. Bo, what you got?
So let's see how many, if you guys can name the number of Hall of Fame members by the NFL franchise. What franchise has the most?
Hall of Fame.
Members. So that's going to be coaches and players.
I'm going to say... Steelers or Dallas.
Both wrong. Keep going.
Green Bay?
Nope.
It's not Pittsburgh?
Nope.
Okay. Bears?
There you go, Bears.
Ooh, nice.
Bears with 30. Can you name the three teams with zero Hall of Fame members?
Houston Texans.
Yep.
Houston Texans. The Jaguars.
Yep.
Carolina Panthers.
There you go.
Carolina Panthers.
Those are what? The three youngest teams. Yeah. There you guys go. Who has the most Hall of Fame members in the NFC South?
NFC South would be the Saints, probably.
No.
Yeah.
Probably the Bucks. We got five.
No. The Saints have been around a long time. They got
They've been around 10 years longer.
And the Buccaneers have 5. The Saints have 4. Falcons have 4. Panthers have 0. Chip is a Saints fan.
Chip is a Saints fan. Okay. Now let's just... Go ahead.
That's about it. We have as many as the Patriots, though, believe it or not.
Did you see the interview with Sean Payton about Winston? Dude, he's all over this guy. He thinks this guy's a stud.
Good. Let him think
so. He's going to just fire away in the Saints system.
Fine. Piss off Tyson Hill and make him go somewhere else. That's cool with me. Rely on Jameis, because I've witnessed 5 years of it. I paid
Why
for 5 years.
We maybe pick up the Bucks?
No.
No.
Nope.
Do
nope.
The same thing
nope.
They do.
Nope. 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 Don't do what anybody else does.
Nope. You guys did hear that if Drew Brees would have retired last year, that the Saints would have went full-fledged, four-town.
Adam Schefter said that. Of course, they're going to say that about any team. Oh, well, Tom would have went here, right inside here.
How?
Blah, 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 blah.
Last
Tom
question
where
of the
Tom
day.
Went, and that's it.
We lose Barrett, and we lose Fournette. You two are right. Okay, those are the two that are gone. Who are the free agents out there that you would be interested in looking at for those positions?
I don't know, man.
For a running back? Depends on what
I'm
the
not,
draft.
I'm not worried about my running back situation with Ronald Jones. Let's see what Keyshawn Vaughn has.
Yeah, that's why
he showed glimpse of highlight, and then you still have the draft to work off of. Like, let's not worry about going out and spending
big
time
dollar.
Do you
want to draft a player that could be a price?
I'm relying on this draft.
Or do you want to go after an unknown better player?
I don't. If I'm Jason Light, I'm hitting this draft hard, and I'm trying to find the best players available. I'm trying to make that happen because he's done that the past two drafts. So if you look at his little scheme, he's not just drafting players; he's drafting
starters.
Ballers. He's drafting starters. So let's let him keep doing his thing. I don't really like the free agent market too much. I know they're studs, but I like building within. I mean, Shaq Barrett was a nice pickup, but. Like I said, build within.
I know Von Miller's. I think
Von Miller's on it too.
I think so. My theory is.
Imagine that you replace Shaq Barrett with Von Miller.
How we've had some rookies come in here and kind of perform. They've also had some veteran leadership around them to make that happen in the same clubhouse. So I think it's a more comfortable feeling for a rookie to bond with the veteran that's been there instead of some new guy coming over here and hazing a rookie that's never been on the team before.
Well, that's why you got your team captains.
But then there's some guys that'll come. They've worn that C before, and just because they haven't earned that C yet, it just creates a bad chemistry. I don't know. It happens a lot.
Well, we all know who has the four stars on the C.
Yeah.
TB12. Mm-hmm.
Sidney Poor has them too.
Yeah, he does.
I think he has three.
Oh yeah, he had four last year.
He's got the gold C now.
Okay, so for defense, but still though, that's his defense. It's Tony.
That's
offense.
His offense. Right.
This is also true.
Bruce and his team.
All right, boys. Anything else?
Not
again. Rays. Good luck this weekend. Spring training starts this Sunday.
Weather's firing up.
Weather's firing up. Okay.
Perfect.
Lightning. What's the score right now in the Lightning game?
I think it's 3-0. Last time I checked.
Nice.
It should be over.
Is it over now?
Yeah, 3-0 final.
3-0 final. All right, cool. Go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
Go Bucks.
Go Bolts. Go Bucks. Go Rays.